You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if your child is blind or partially sighted, they may need to learn and explore the world in slightly different ways. Using sensory activities and learning through play is one way to help blind and partially sighted children gain confidence and start to understand how the world works. Guide Dog UK have set up a new scheme to help blind and partially sighted children do just that. And joining me now to discuss the programme entitled Time to Play is Jessica Fawkes from Guide Dogs UK. Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica.
Thank you for having me today.
So can you tell us a little bit about what Time to Play is and how it differs from other baby and toddler groups?
So my Time to Play is a free service offered by Guide Dogs, and the aim is to help children and babies to develop a range of skills through play in a small group, which... It sounds very similar to some of the other baby groups and sensory groups that are out there, but this one is designed especially for visually impaired children. The service that Guide Dogs are offering is either a virtual session or a face-to-face session, and this totally depends on what your local mobility team are doing. If you attend a face-to-face session, what we're offering is a habilitation assessment. So we will come and visit the house first and get to know your child in their home environment. And from that, we'll then start to work on targets through the developmental journal to help your child and to really develop those early concepts, develop their early movement, fine and gross motor skills, sensory skills, communication skills whilst attending the group. The group is run with families of up to six, so it's a really nice small group, and when we know which families are going to attend, we'll be in touch with the local authority that is linked to the family. So for example, if you attend a Leeds group but you're from Doncaster, then we'll invite somebody from the Doncaster local authority, a professional who might be working with your child, for example a speech and language therapist, occupational therapist, a qualified teacher of vision impairment, or you might have heard them as a QTVI, along to the sessions, and they can carry out their own observations as well of the child in that group, small group setting. Following on from the My Time to Play sessions, we will provide families with a habilitation report. So that is just some information about observations that we've gathered about the child around those concept developments, early movement, fine gross motor sensory development that I just spoke about a minute ago. And then it'll provide any recommendations or strategies. And these are there to help you help your child become independent and develop those skills, but it also can help support with their education healthcare plan, or even help them get into an education setting and just provide a little bit of background information and useful information for that setting to help them settle in as best as possible.
It's so comprehensive, that, and it's a free service as well, which is really great for blind and partially sighted children. Where did it come from, the idea to set up this group and to have those aims?
It came from the National Habilitation Leading Guide Dogs, Peter Locke. He started it up during lockdown. It was run as a project group. So myself and Amy Gordon, who's a HAB specialist from the Guide Dogs Leeds team, along with five other habilitation specialists, all started this project group where we looked at what was out there already, what things that we thought were missing, what we thought Guide Dogs can offer. We looked at different stories, we looked at different songs, and then we came up with this standardised approach so that hopefully whichever group you join, whether it be in Scotland, in London, in Belfast, whichever My Time to Play service you join, it should all be the same. The way that we run them, the same structure happens. If it's virtual, it's always the same hello song, the same goodbye song, the same structure. If it's the face-to-face ones, it's the same routine. So a bit of free play, massy play, a break in between where families can all talk to each other, craft activities, and then the stories. The only slight difference is the way in which we run the stories. So each of the sessions, they all involve a different sensory story. Some of the stories are The Gruffalo, The Three Little Pigs, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And we have the freedom to do whichever story we want in any order. So we, as part of the project group, we've trialled doing the stories in a set order. We've tried doing them a bit differently. We've adapted the resources that we use. So we use a lot of household general objects. Therefore, it's really nice to create back in the home environment, including other family members who haven't attended the group or any siblings, as well as developing on body signing, using a little bit of Makaton and some massage techniques, just to help really bring those stories alive for the children and really develop all those different senses, their concept development, their spatial awareness, body awareness, and just try to get the most from the sessions for the children.
And like you said earlier, six families, which is a really nice size group. It's not too overwhelming because I imagine a lot of these children and babies will have been born sort of over the last 18 months during a lockdown. How important is it for these small children to get the interaction with other small children?
It's really important. So if we think about Vygotsky's theory, where he had a huge emphasis on the importance of social factors contributing to their cognitive development, that has been missed through lockdown. So we feel that it's really important that they come along to these adult-led groups where we can help the children sort of learn those bits of incidental learning that they'd miss out on just due to their sight loss. It helps to develop with their learning, new sounds, language, communication, the interaction, playing with other children, as well as just getting to learn how to problem solve, experiencing new experiences, things that they might families might be a little bit worried about, and just having that support for the families. There has been some research carried out by the Disabled Children's Partnership, and they've produced a survey. And from the report, I found some really useful information or some information that families might find interesting and can really relate to. So during lockdown, 83% of disabled children's parents felt that that lockdown had had a negative impact on their child's friendship and those skills that they developed with the friendships. 86% of parents felt that COVID had had a negative impact on their learning and communication. 87% thought COVID had had negative impact on behaviour and emotions of their children. And the one that really stands out for me, and it doesn't highlight sort of their ages, but 78% of families thought that the COVID had had a negative impact on their child's mental health, which obviously it's a really big key factor for our children and young people is mental health, especially with sight loss and trying to develop all those skills. So we think it has had a really big impact, but hopefully now that we're coming through the other side of lockdown and we've got our national virtual offer, there is always an opportunity to join one of our My Time to Play sessions, whether it be virtual or face-to-face, however the families feel the most comfortable with.
And like you say, it's not just for the children. You mentioned earlier about there being a little bit of free time for the families to talk to each other and then for the parents to be able to share their experiences and to support each other in the group as well.
Yes, definitely. So we know that sometimes it's really scary coming to a professional group and talking to professionals about your child, especially if it's sort of in the early stages of diagnosis. And obviously guide dogs do provide family support and the RNIB. There's obviously extra counselling and support that your parents can go to. But sometimes it's just reassuring to hear that you're not the only person going through this and talking to other families who child might have a very similar condition, or also just maybe learning some strategies or just learning about other groups or support that's out there in that local environment that they can go along to, or even just getting in another friend themselves, just somebody that they can eventually pick the phone up to or maybe meet up for a play session together outside of the group. So it's hopefully will develop their children, but also develop relationships for them as well.
Absolutely. Where can we find out more about My Time to Play, Jessica?
So the best place to find out more about My Time to Play is on our Guide Dogs website. If you type into Google My Time to Play Guide Dogs, it will bring it up, and it's all on there. Our songbook that we use is on there, and there's lots of information. It breaks down all about the concept development, early movement, all those kind of skills that I've mentioned throughout the interview. All that's explained on our website, or you can also pick up the phone and phone our guideline. So the number is 0800 781 1444, and they will point you in the right place for which team is closest to you.
Brilliant. Jessica, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been absolutely fascinating listening to you.
Thank you very much.